2NRS Local News.
Good morning, this is Ella Carter with your 2NRS Local News Update. Illawarra leaders have welcomed the 2024 New South Wales budget and its focus on addressing the region's crippling housing shortage. A multi-billion dollar package of funding has been proposed for social and affordable housing and the return of the government to building housing for the state's most vulnerable. Housing Trust CEO Michelle Adair said there was hope for the thousands of people on the social housing waitlist in the Illawarra. An after-hours emergency response beacon will help keep Winuna swimmers safer. The beacon has been installed near the rock pool, just metres from where a 41-year-old man drowned, trying to save three children in 2021. Surf lifesaving Illawarra duty officer Anthony Turner said the beacons have already saved lives in the region. During an emergency, a member of the public can push the beacon's call button for a direct link to Surf Lifesaving's operations centre. More than 500 dancers from kindergarten to year 12 will take to the stage in Wollongong this week. The South Coast Public Schools Dance Festival is taking place at the Illawarra Performing Arts Centre until Friday. The festival brings together students from 24 of the region's public schools. Tickets are available through the Merrygong Theatre Company. In local sport, Kiama Rugby Union gun Jack Hobbs and three fellow Illawarrians have been selected in the New South Wales Country Cockatoos squad for the Australian Rugby Shield tournament later in the year. Hobbs has expressed frustration, believing the Illawarrians deserved more spots after their close defeat in the New South Wales Country Championship final. Looking ahead, Hobbs and his teammates are focused on returning stronger next season to pursue an elusive title for Illawarra. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day across the Illawarra with tops of 16 degrees in Wollongong and Shell Harbour and 15 in Kiama. Right now, it's a chilly 9 degrees in Wollongong. You're listening to Breakfast with Keely and Kyle on 2NRS. Good morning, this is Ella Carter with your 2NRS local news update. The rising cost of groceries has left Illawarra locals feeling the pinch at the checkout, with many left to make tough decisions in their budgets. Wollongong local Christina Winchell says her grocery bill has almost doubled and she is just buying basic necessities. Another Wollongong local, Adele Hoaxer, has noticed more families coming into the food bank where she volunteers. She said, "People are really relying on these services to supplement food shortages because of the rising price in groceries." The Senate inquiry into issues relating to menopause heard that symptoms from the condition are driving women to early retirement. Menopause leave has been proposed by the Senate as a potential fix. However, Professor Susan Davis from Monash University told the inquiry that menopause leave risks labelling women as being impaired in their work performance just because they are going through menopause. Instead, Davis said, "Providing women with better healthcare and support could prevent the exodus from the workplace." A new homegrown six-part television series to be shown on Stan will showcase Port Kembla. Exposure, a psychological thriller, spent time filming in Port Kembla in 2023. Production staff were tight-lipped, but all will be revealed on Thursday when the show debuts on the streaming service. In Group 7 Rugby League, the Gerringong Lions and Shell Harbour Sharks are leading the charge, while Albion Park Oak Flats Eagles have been the big improvers and have surged to fourth place. Assistant coach Josh White and recruit Brad Morcos have played pivotal roles in the Eagles' resurgence, with local star Joshua Sainsbury making significant contributions in the second row. It's currently 10 degrees in Wollongong, but today is shaping up to be a sunny one. Shell Harbour and Wollongong will reach tops of 16 degrees and Kiama 15. You're listening to Breakfast with Keely and Kyle on 2NRS.